All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. It's 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we'll begin our meeting first with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, and then the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, again, we bless you. We thank you. Thank you for blessing us with a beautiful day, even though it's raining, Father. We thank you for the rain, because it makes the flowers grow. We thank you for blessing our families and our employees and the elected officials of Jefferson County. We thank you for this democracy that we live in that no other place in the world shares. We ask that you continue to bless all of Jefferson County and give us the wisdom to follow your leadership and your will. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pledge in unison. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, just a quick note before we get started that we are anticipating some bad weather. We got some yesterday afternoon, a lot of power outages and some trees knocked over and things, some hail. Yeah. And it's anticipated to come in today around noon. And we'll have intermittent bad weather over the next couple of days. Right now, there's a bad system that's just to the west and south of Harris County. It's moving this way. So make sure that you stay careful out there as you're traveling the highways and byways of our lovely county. And we're going to take a couple of items out of order first. Number one is consider and possibly approve a resolution for the city of Port Arthur on their anniversary. And item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Tourism Week. Those are items A and B under County Commissioners. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And if I could get the representatives from the city of Port Arthur to come up to the podium, I will read this resolution and ask you to make a quick comment. As we celebrate 125 years of Port Arthur history, Commissioner Senegal was there on the first day that they started.
I wear it well. My classmate, so you know, he looks it though.
Whereas on May 28, 1898, the city of Port Arthur, Texas was officially chartered. 3 years later, in 1901, the Lucas Gusher was discovered, and Port Arthur became home to three of the nation's oil refineries. It's home to the largest refinery in North America, numerous petrochemical plants, the newest industry of LNG facilities. It's home to one of our top military deployment ports in the country at the Port of Port Arthur, and is recognized as a superior port for commercial shrimping, commercial and recreational fishing, and the Port of Sabine Pass. Port Arthur, Texas is home to thousands of small businesses, has a thriving and diverse population of more than 56,000 residents, and is dubbed the City by the Sea. Port Arthur has long been a focal point for the Gulf Coast region and has overcome devastating hurricanes and incredible destruction, and it has maintained a front row seat to Texas' meteoric rise to industrial might and economic prosperity. Whereas birding in the United States and the world brings visitors to the city of Port Arthur, Sabine Pass, where, according to the Golden Triangle Audubon Society, 360 species of birds have been spotted and recorded. And people come from all seven continents to witness this bird migration, which I can attest to because I've stopped and when they've been parked down there at the Audubon facility, I've stopped and looked at the sign-in book and seen notations from the Netherlands and other places close to Jasper, Texas. And whereas the city of Port Arthur has made a major contribution to the state's cultural, historical, and economic landscape, and Port Arthur's well-known past paved the way for its present flourishing enterprises to continue to grow the community. And whereas on May 23rd, 2023, the citizens of Port Arthur will gather to celebrate the 125th birthday of the city of Port Arthur, Texas, at Popeye Homes Park, located at the Jefferson County Subcourthouse grounds facing 4th Street, Port Arthur, Texas, and there will be a tree planting ceremony in front of the Port Arthur City Hall scheduled for its charter date on May 28, 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to honor the city of Port Arthur for this milestone birthday, and it's being a cause for celebration. Thank you. Who's going to be speaking to us this morning, or if all of you want to speak?
On behalf of the Quasquicentennial Committee, we want to say thank you so much. We have other steering team members. I serve Dr. Thigpen, Pat Avery, Dr. Monroe, Tom Neal, and Tammy Kutzer, who's cutting the ribbon on one of the historic homes in Port Arthur right about now. So we really appreciate you taking the time from your day's business to read that proclamation and to present it to us, and we thank you very much. We hope you can join us for some of the events coming up. We do have the birthday party and the tree planting we mentioned, but we've also got a big cultural fest day scheduled in October. More to come on that, but it will be October 14th at the Civic Center. And we couldn't do what we do without you, Judge, and the commissioners. You make life easy for us, and we really appreciate you very much.
So what kind of tree are you planting?
Well, that's a question for Dr. Thigpen.
Judge, it's going to be a bald spruce tree.
A bald spruce.
Notice bald spruce, Judge.
And you're doing that in honor of Commissioner Erickson.
Well, you know, I do want to point out that the core of this commissioner's court, our friends on the outside notwithstanding, are all Thomas Jefferson graduates in all from Port Arthur.
Yeah, I want to say, and I want to thank the court. We've tried to make that sub-courthouse a place that people would be proud of as a county courthouse, and I know y'all have a city hall, but Popeye Homes Park, the reason we named that park and the court gave me permission to do that is because he was the oldest law enforcement officer in the state of Texas at the time, and we try and promote that park. I heard yesterday that y'all going to celebrate on the park, so we're planting new plants right now because some of them died from the freeze, so we hope to have it in pristine condition, and we welcome y'all on. I will not be able to attend. I will be out of town, but we will be well represented. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I just want to add, you mentioned about Popeye Homes Park, and of course we're excited about it being there and all of the history that goes with him. So there is a PortArthur125.com website that was developed by Gary Dickert at Lamar Port Arthur, and it has notable people, many of them, but many others to come, and Popeye is one of the notable people on there. Very interesting to read it if any of you get a chance to look at that website. Thank you.
And we definitely invite all of you to attend who will be here.
Sure. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat. All right. Kathy, would y'all like to come up?
Bring that popcorn. I'm hungry.
I got popcorn ready to go.
Okay, so National Travel and Tourism Week. Whereas the last 2 years have been the hardest the travel industry has ever faced, travel is being one of the essential economic drivers for business and communities across our country, providing millions of jobs and spurring growth and demand. Travel is an indispensable source of job creation. The faster we can restore travel to and throughout our country, the faster we create and rebuild American jobs. Whereas travel has a positive effect on Texas and the nation's economic prosperity and image abroad, and also impacts business productivity and to the individual traveler's well-being. And whereas travel to and within the United States provides significant economic benefits to the nation, generating more than $1.5 trillion in economic output in 2020, with nearly $642.2 billion spent directly by travelers. Whereas travel is among the largest private sector employers in the United States, reporting 11.1 million jobs in 2020, including 6 million directly in the travel industry. And whereas travelers spend directly generated tax revenues of $112 billion for federal, state, and local governments, funds that are used to support essential services and programs, And whereas travel in Jefferson County provides economic benefits for the county employing 5,100 jobs and generating $16.7 million in local tax revenue and $533.4 million in total direct travel spending. And whereas welcoming visitors from near and far has always been and always will be the enduring ethos of the travel industry and Jefferson County, Texas, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim May 7th through 13th as National Travel and Tourism Week in Jefferson County and urge all citizens to join us in this special observance. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. Kathy?
Thank you so much. I just want to let y'all know that we are so blessed to work in the tourism industry and to be able to showcase Jefferson County. I have Jesse Davis and Victoria Schultz. Sorry, she just got married. I threw a blank there. And we have some goodies for you, and y'all can go ahead and pass them out. We went ahead and I talked to some of our partners, and of course I want to tell Port Arthur happy birthday. And you'll notice that there's some goodies in there from them and the Beaumont CVB, as well as some of our local partners. Y'all are going to be cooking a lot, or somebody's going to be cooking. And so we could not do this without our partners' support and without your support. And I had numbers out. In fact,
thank you.
I had them out earlier looking at them. But I want to talk about the money that a tourist brings in. It is what we call new money. So it's money that is made outside of our county, whether it's in another state, another nation. And it's brought in and spent in our local economy. So what does that do? That raises our tax base. And so that money will roll over at least five times. So every time you tip someone or pay your hotel occupancy tax when you spend the night in a hotel, then that money will turn over and turn over, and that is new. So that helps every one of us with our taxes that we have to pay each year. So again, I say this every year, but if you're looking for something to do, what do? You call the Ben Rogers Visitor Center, and we will help you out with that. I do want to let you know that we have a brand new virtual, it's called a Virtual Visitor Center. It's going to be a website, and it's going to have a centralized calendar of events. So hopefully the entire nine-county region will be putting their events on there. And so that hopefully will launch next month. We were hoping it would do it this month, but we're just, you know, it takes a lot to get it going. And so we will be explorejeffersoncountytexas.com. So that's going to be exciting, and I'll be letting you know more in the future. Again, we have lots of popcorn, so stop, get some popcorn as you go. Everything's popping at the bin. And then take some back to your people in your office.
Thank you so much. Kathy. And let me, since we have Port Arthur and the Tourism Commission here, let me take a moment to publicly express my appreciation to the Dornbos family in Nederland. I had the opportunity to meet with Tammy Kotzer and the Dornbosses back a month or two ago, and they agreed to, you know, one of the problems with the Audubon bird watching facility down at Sabine Pass is that there's no parking. And so you have people lining up there along Highway 87. It can get quite congested, especially around this time of the year during migratory season. And they agreed, number one, they have some property to the west of that Audubon property that has a lot of live oak trees and other nesting habitat that they're allowing free of charge for property both west and east of the property to be used for off-site parking and for bird habitat and trails to allow an expanded bird watching park. And so I want to thank them today during court for that. And y'all make note of that. I think they're going to put in culverts, and maybe you're going to do it, I don't know, and put out some shale down there to.
The Audubon Society has received a grant from Hot Tax the last 2 years to do some bush hogging and things like that to get it ready for the migration season. So, do you want to let you know that?
Great. All righty. We're going to move on to items under purchasing. Well, first, we're going to do a time of public comment. Before we get to the agenda items, if there's anybody who wishes to make public comment before we get started on the agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line to make public comment. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for generator for Justice of the Peace Precinct 7 building. Item B is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for Jefferson County Entertainment Complex naming rights. Item C is to receive and file bids for an IFB for a term contract for generator inspections, routine maintenance, and service for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for a rebid term contract for generator inspections, routine maintenance, and service for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, sections 200.318 through 326, with Cat 5 Resources, LLC. Item E is to rescind award of line item 18, leg irons, of the term contract for Sheriff's Department law enforcement uniforms with TND Workwear Company, LLC, and reaward item 18 for $39.61 to Gauls, LLC. Item F is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for an RFP for a rebid of automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Alford. Any discussion?
Just a question on this F. Why are we rebidding that, Deb?
Oh, we had no bids the first go-around.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Auditor, we have a few items. Item A is to receive and file amendment number 4 to our contract with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the project Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp. This amendment extends the contract term date to December 31st, 2023. Item B is to consider and approve applying for the 2023 Port Security Grant Program and authorizing County Auditor to submit an application through grants.gov and ND Grants, the FEMA portal. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending March 31st, 2023. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 505930 through 506178. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Pepe, on item A, that was delaying them starting. Have they? I mean, are we still juggling the starting date on this thing?
Well, they're still waiting on the approval of the submittals. There's different issues with the sheet, the coding and all that. They've been sending in submittals, but they're not approved.
who's not?
Rob Reese and Nichols, the engineer.
But they sending them to Texas? Who are they sending them to?
Reese and Nichols, the engineer.
I mean, why they're not approved? I know because they got this date. Is this a hard date, or is it dependent on when the starting date is?
Well, yeah, they should have started. I mean, the start date was, about a month ago.
But they haven't started.
No, sir.
I know. Yeah, I was out there. Yeah. I know Michelle was a little concerned about it.
Yeah. Well, it's something about the coding, that the way they were coded, wasn't the correct coding.
Okay, you are talking coding, not C-O-D-I-N-G, but C-O-A-T-I-N-G?
Code, yes, sir. It's I don't know what the material is on the sheet pile, and it's stuff.
Well, the original material we used when we first put it in was the vinyl sheet piling, and now I think we're going back with steel with some kind of coating.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so will you do us a favor and call Freeze and Nichols after court and send us an email and advise us what the delay is?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I didn't understand the change in date, and we still hadn't started. So, I mean, may have to extend
it. Well, it's actually, this is just to get an extension on the date that Parks and Wildlife is funding our project. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under District Attorney, we have one item to consider: approve and ratify out-of-state travel for ADA Cornelius Williams to attend the 40th Annual National Black Prosecutors Association Conference and Job Fair to be held in Chicago, Illinois from August 13th through 18th to help recruit prospective prosecutors, which is budgeted out of District Attorney Travel Fund. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, to consider and possibly approve. Item C is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland for street repairs pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Erickson. Any discussion?
I just want to add to it, it's Jefferson County Precinct Number 2.
That's correct.
Yes. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Engineering Department, we have one item, which is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier pipeline for distribution of data and communications in Precinct Number 4. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Is there anything that completes our regular agenda? Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action, or is there anything that any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public?
Don't we?
All right. Well, we thank everybody so very much for being here today. Again, be careful in the weather out there for the next few days. We had some substantial power outages yesterday and some trees that were uprooted. The ground is obviously soft, and as we get these winds, there may be chance for additional trees to lose their footing. So I think that's it. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
That was quick.